Drama is my most memorable English language learning experience because it is the experience I have in the secondary school. I need to write down the script for the dramas with my college, and we will plan what to include in the drama and what to say for the another classmate. So I think this is the most memorable experience in my life because I need to write a story and perform in the stage, and it is and I need to speak English in front of the whole school. So I think it is a quite memorable thing for me, and this is a big experience for me. Yes.
I see, that's interesting. So do you mind telling me more how the script writing and the overall participation has helped you improving your English?
Yes, because I think my writing is not very good, and so it is a great experience for me to write down some experience and write down some because in the formal writing we seldom use the adjective or some best specific adjective or some adjective to describe some actions or and the feelings. So maybe this is a great experience for me to expose others' language or vocabularies for my English. Yes.
That's great. So let's move on to our next question. Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Actually, I seldom read the English book, and maybe my past experience is already in a primary school, and I think this is just some simple readings, and it is not much special for me, actually.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay, because we have a little poster here, and, oh, thank you. And, I was just wondering, even, you know, you said you don't read a lot, but even when you're doing, you know, assignments or research papers, have you reached out to any of the materials here to search for information?
I always use some information in the net, and maybe Wikipedia or some journals from the internet. Yes.
Do you find it, well, how would you rate the difficulty in reading those materials?
I think the journal may be a little bit difficult because I always read the scientific journals, and it is some words are very difficult for me to read, and it is, how to say that, The rest are difficult because I don't have that knowledge, so maybe it is difficult for me. Yes,
I see. So if you were to choose how to, you know, improve your English in your most suitable way, regardless of how it is done, what fashion is done, you know, academic or non-academic, how would you like start? You know, where would you start?
I think I will watch a movie because it is interesting and more interesting than reading a book, and I can listen how they pronounce the words, and I don't need to check the dictionary for every word because I will know the meanings from the beginnings or later. So maybe watching a movie is a more interesting way for me.